So what it comes down to at the end of the day is cooperation. Your whole life now is about cooperating and getting to know the Holy Spirit who indwells you. You have grace to make mistakes. You have grace to fail and to fall. And He is there to pick you up, dust you off, set you on your feet and start you on the right path again. So don't think too highly of yourself, as Paul also says, because you will find many pit stops, steps and trips along the way as you fumblingly find your way how to live in this new kingdom. But the key to grace is working with the Holy Spirit. Grace is the empowering presence of the Lord Jesus Christ within you to bring about His will in your life in every single area. Grace is not some sort of nebulous thing that you can't grasp. It is power, power from on high to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you no longer think the way you thought before, because the thought is the father to the act. And we're going to kill off those sinful acts and those sinful thoughts and those sinful attitudes, aren't we? In cooperation with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Good news.